Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chaf Beis. As we continue here in the last week of Maseches Chagiga, the last week of Seder Moed, and yesterday we discussed the 11 differences, or maybe there are 10 differences, between Truma and Kodesh on a Drabanan level. The Mishnah tells us that the Rabbanan made Chilukim between the two highest levels, besides Mechatas, but the higher levels of Truma and Kodshim, and we discussed the first one already in the Mishnah, and the first one will be discussed for most of today's daf as well until we get to Amud Beis. But for now, we are still within the first one. We had two different reasons for the chilek between Truma and Kodesh, and that distinction was related to tovaling a kli betoch kli. The Mishnah said that I'm allowed to be tovel a kli betoch kli when it comes to Truma, but not for Kodshim. Why? So today, as Rev Ela said, that the reason is because we're worried about chatitza. We're worried that the inner kli will weigh down on the outer kli, so it's going to be a problem for both of the kalim. And that is a worry which the Gemara will ask in about 15 lines or so in the middle of our daf, so why aren't you worried about that by Truma also? So we will get to that. But the question that the Gemara did deal with, according to Rav Ela, is that if it's about chatitza, but the Mishnah later on has another element related to chatitza. So why do you need two? So we explain the srichasa, why one needs both. Rava, though, gave a different answer. Rava says, since the later one is about chatitza, the first one is not, and therefore the reason for this one must be gzeira. Gzeira, you might be tovel certain kalim, betoch kalim, that are a more serious problem. I might be tovel needles in a kli whose mouth is less than a shfoferes hanod, less than a very tiny little hole, couple of inches, or less, different shiurim, halach lamaisa, what the shiur for kishfoferes hanod is, the different deos in the article I read yesterday from Rabbi Jachters. He also quotes different shiurim, how much it is. Rav Chaim Noah says 1.5 inches to anywhere from Chaim Noah to Rav Moshe says, recommends 3 inches, right? Different deos, exactly how big the hole must be, which we'll get to exactly by the Shem in a little bit. But the Gemara at the end of yesterday's daf quoted the Mishnah in Mikvos that said, just like the when you have Erev Mikvos Kishvaferes Hanod, if there are two areas, we want to make them into one adjoining mikvah, so it has to be that size. So too, if I mean Tovel something, the Mishnah, the Gemara extends that. A Kli Beto Kli, the mouth of the outer Kli has to be that wide in order for it to be considered connected to the outer waters. And just to finish up that statement, which we left off in the middle, go to the top line now, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, that's what we're up to. Savar La and Rava, unlike Rav Ela, who we quoted a brisa, holds that altogether there's only 10, because he held number one and one of the later ones are the same issue, Chatzitza. Rava says not that way. Savar La Kahadam Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua, Yud Aleph Ma'alo Shanukan. 11 malos, right? Because according to him, number one, it's not about chatzitza. It's 11 different issues. Sheish rishonos bein lakodesh bein lechul nishanasu altaras hakodesh. Achronos lakodesh avalo lechul nishanasu altaras hakodesh. That's just finishing up the point that Rav Ela, we quoted, holds that there are 10, but Rava holds that there are 11 because they're all different. There are a number of issues to discuss when it comes to Hashaka. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Aleph and Hilchos Mikvos is one big fat simon on Hilchos Mikvos in Yerodea, right at the end of Hilchos Nida. The last simon is related to Mikvos and all the halachos. A very, very long simon. All of the halachos are related. Just to read the introduction of simon Reish Aleph, which has many simanim, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein ha'isha ole mitumasa berachitza b'merchatz. Woman can't go to take a shower. That's not going to work. V'yafilu alu alea kol meimos shebaolam. Even if you throw all the waters in the world on her, it's not going to work. Adayin hi b'tumasa. V'chayavin ala kareis ache titzbo kol gufa b'vasachas b'mei nida. B'mei mikva, in a mei mikva, o mayan, we'll get back to that issue with Hashem soon. But may mikvah or mayan, we'll get back to that. V'shir amalam alrum shalosh amos b'meruba v'chulu, and he quotes the shir. But this is all the halachas related to mikvos. One of the ways that we build contemporary mikvos is using this yisod that our Gemara just mentioned, and that is the issue of a pipe, a size in between the real mikvah what do we call it? The real mikvah, where we have the rainwater that is caught in a klisha in a makabal tuma, connecting to the larger mikvah, which is mostly made up of sink water. So how is that? Why isn't that what we call she'uvin, which most assume is a problem derabanan? Most assume the psul of she'uvin is derabanan, of drawn water. It's not rainwater. So how do most mikvahs work? So many mikvahs use one of three options. There is hashaka, there is zuria, and there is the third, and that is hamshacha. There are different ways that we try to kasher a mikvah. Hamshacha is used in some mikvahs, which means that even if we have water in a kli, if we let it go across the ground before it goes into its ultimate place where we're going to keep it, that is matayr it somehow. Hamshacha, if I'm mamshich it onto the ground. That is the less well-known tool. The well-known tools are the hashaka and sriya. Hashaka, literally to kiss. So we need an opening between the rainwater receptacle compartment where it is held into and connected to the mikvah where we pour the sink water, tap water, that we are going to use. That is hashaka. There is a machlokas rishonim. Does that hole, when we're meshik, what do? We have water, and we're all of a sudden mitaher it, so to speak, to be a mikvah by connecting it. Does it have to be connected forever and ever? What if am I allowed to close it after it's connected once? That is a machlokas rishonim. The Rosh says that it just has to be pamachas. After that, it can be closed. That is the shita that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Me'ikar Hadin, here in Siman Nun Beis. See here, Reish Aleph, Siman Nun Beis. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. Just find it, Nun Beis. Habala Arev, Mikvah Pasol, or Chaser, and Mikvah Kasher, Lachshiro. Oh, if you want to mix a Mikvah Pasol, or lacking, chaser with a mikvah kasher, osha shneim chaserim avala arvam lahakshiram. You want to put two that are lacking, less than 40 sa'ah, and combine them. Tzorkshi nekev shebeneim rachav kishvaferes hanod. There it is, our Gemara. Right, if you want to machshir a mikvah that's too little or pasul, right, so then I need this connection. V'kiluach hamayim yeh kerochav hanekev. That's a chumrah. The Rama quotes from the late Rishonim, and that is the water also has to fill the entire hole. Meaning the water has to be above that level of the hole. It's very important in terms of where you position the hole in the mikvos. Ula achar shenis ariv apasal makasher afilu rega, says the Shulchan Aruch, nishar la'olam behachshero afilu nistam hanekev. Right, even if this, let's say I want to clean out the mikveh afterwards, so then I'll clean it out and I'll have the pipe closed, then I'll add more water in. And then I can open it again, connect it once, do hashaka again, and once you do hashaka for a minute, the shulchan aruch closes like the rush, it is kosher, then you're able to close it up. The shach quotes, and the taz quotes, maybe l'chadchila should be open. The taz right here says, ein bechlal ze im hayachaser v'hechshera ade erev im hamikvah shishba mem sa'ah. V'nesta manekev. The pshita the pasal kivah sha'achshav ein boshir. This only works if you're kasher, if you now have 40 saw in there. If I have two mikvos that are less than 40 saw and I combine them through the hole, and I'm like, okay, now it's kosher, I close it? No! Because now it's chaser. No, if it's not connected, you need 40 saw in there. The only way you're going to be able to close it if you're solving the other problem of she'uvin. Not if you're solving the problem of chaser, if it's too little. But if you're solving the problem of she'uvin, that is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Shach says, maybe l'chadchila, quotes Rabbi Yeruchim, nistafko mefarshim, im nishar ha'shav b'achshero, o kivin shenistam chos el aposlo. But again, me'ikra din, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's mutter, it can be closed, though the Shach quotes, tov l'hachmir, lichat chila.
Both of them can have less than 40 saw as long as they're connected.
If they are connected, it's Mishnayis in mikvos, that if you have all together, you have areas that are all connected, but it has to, again, there are details. We're not getting into the details. Now, it's all, we have 40 saw in the main mikveh area, and we connect it to the duashaka, to the place where the rainwater is kept. Again, the line that we just read related to that Ramah, the Chumrah of the Ramah, Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud discusses that, whether the water itself has to fill the entire hole, or just you have to have that hole there that is good enough. Again, this is one of the major issues in Hashaka. Again, there are certain areas in Halacha. There are certain areas that there could be many experts, and you could call up any local rav. And there are certain areas where there are the yechidei skula, and one really has to be an expert in terms of building something. Maintaining is a second level, but building. Mikvos and Erevin are two of them. Mikvos and Erevin, where to build an Erev, to build a mikvah, one really has to know the halacha one has to have specific expertise. Even when one goes through Masechas Erevin, learns the Daf Yomi with all the halacha lemaisa, and listens to all the shiurim, still, to actually build an Erev, to build a mikvah, you know, to be choshish for as many shitas as you can be choshish for, which many poskim space, especially by mikvah, which mikvah is, you know, you have a choice to use an Erev. To use a mikvah, you don't really have a choice. And if there's a mikvah, a neighborhood mikvah, then we have to try to have as many, again, you can't have all, because certain chumras are so each other, but as many higher standards, you know, one should try to be makpid for. Okay, there'll be more, but Hashem, in a couple of minutes. First, let's continue. Oh, just to mention Zriya. I mentioned Havshaka and Hashaka, the last way to help kasher, so to speak. A mikvah is through the process of Zriya, which the Mishnah tells us in Mikvos, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, almost all Hilchos Mikvos, so we learn that from the Mishnayos. Obviously there's no Gemara in Mikvos. Learn from the Mishnayos. That Zriya is kind of opposite of Hashaka. Hashaka is where I have water, and then I connect it to the rainwater and somehow or machsher it. Through Zriya, I somehow machsher it l'chadchila, before it goes in. I have a certain upper pit and a lower pit, and I start filling up the upper one, and then it goes into the lower one, right? Not through human, you know, additional activities, again, without getting into the details, but Rabbi Jachter summarizes it very beautifully. The process of Zriya differs from Hashaka, because Hashaka validates water which entered the Bar Tefillah unfit for immersion, by subsequently connecting it to an adjacent pool of valid rainwater. By contrast, Zriya validates the water before it enters the pool. Right, there's an upper and a lower, and using one of the ways that mikvahs are kashered, so that's Zriya. Again, without getting into too many of the details, feel free to look at all the Hilchas Mikvos books for more details in terms of Halacha L'maisa, building mikvahs. Okay, let's continue now. But Hashaka is the one that came up in our Gemara. Says the Gemara now, we had Rav Ela and Rava. So, Ma'ika bein de Rava l'drabi Ela. What's the difference between Rava, Halacha L'maisa difference, between Rava and Rabbi Ela? They both give a difference relating to the reason of distinction number one in our Mishnah. So what's the difference? Ikibinayu salvagar gutni shemilon kalim vihitbilon. What if somebody has a huge kli, very large kli halachically? So is that going to be included in the gzera? If it's a large kli that, let me add the language of the Tosfos Rid, the rim of the kli is no, and the mouth of the kli is no skinnier than the kli itself. That's an important detail that we'll explain soon. L'man d'amrei b'shem chatzitza ika. If you're worried about chatzitza, the inner kli weighing down on the outer kli, doesn't matter how big the kli is. Doesn't matter the dimensions. The inner one is going to weigh down on the bottom one. At least your choshesh for that midrabanan. L'man d'amrei b'shem gzeira shem miyatvo machte v'tzinorios b'kli shem b'piv kishvaveres anod. If it's a gzeira, you might come to use a tiny little kli. Salvagar gutni shem b'fiyim kishvaveres anod leka. Then there wouldn't be a problem in this case. Why wouldn't there be a problem? I already foreshadowed. Why wouldn't it be a problem? Low plug. Once you say gzeira mishum shveres anod, it shouldn't matter what type of kli. That's why the Tosfos Rid says what he says. Because this is a different category. It's a different category. The only chashash, the only type of kalim that they included in the gzeira is one that has a mouth that's skinnier than the kli itself. But once you have one that's large, that's as large as the kli, that's a totally, you're not going to get confused. That's a different type of kli. Leka, he says, Pirish, Hasavar gargutni kachin rechavim befiem, kamoshin rechavim bishuleyen. Hilkach leka lemigzar bahen. Aval shar kelim should be in tsar yoser mishuleyen. It gets skinnier as it goes up. Aval vishish befiem yoser mishva feres hanod. Anu gozer mishim hanod leka befiem kishva feres hanod. So he says that's why it's a different category of kli, and that is why one would not be one would not be have to be subject to hold of the gzera. Okay, one other ha'ara, and that is Tosfos here. Tosfos asks, I can think of another nafkamina. Another nafkamina between Rav and Ravela. And why didn't the Gemara give this nafkamina? And that is the outer kli tahar, if you do this? According to reason number one, Rav Ela, the outer kli is also a problem, because it's a chatzitza issue. The bottom kli is touching the outer kli, so they're both not good. Masha'en came, when according to Rava, the outer kli, there's no problem with the outer kli, just the inner kli that's a problem. That's Tosfos' kasha. Kasha lemori on top. Iki benayotuva. Kli chitzon. Kishahit bo kli beto kli. Laman demuki lem shem chatzitza shayach bein bechitzon bein bepnimi. Laman demuki mishem gzeref is the gzera, so it's only the pnimi. The chitzon is fine. So why don't you say that? So Tosfos at the end answers that it's better to say the nafkamina that the Gemara said, because it's an example where something will be totally fine and not just partially fine. What's Tosfos suggest in nafkamina? Why do you say the outer kli is going to be good in a case where the inner kli is still going to be problem? So be tamed. I'd rather say a case where everything's going to be mutter than half is going to be mutter. That's Tosfos' last lines. Koach de hetera adiflei de ashvach af beprimis al katvila. It's better. Interesting yisod. What do we see from Tosfos? We know the principle from Maseches Beitz Adav Beis, koach de hetera adif. The Gemara says whenever there's a choice of saying a chiddush about an isser and a chiddush about a heter, it says the chiddush about the heter. That's the Gemara. So what do we see from Tosfos? Not only is it isser versus mutter, but mutter versus more mutter. You still say koach de hetera adif. To say something is totally tahar versus something that's totally, well, one part is tahar, one part is not tahar, also that you would apply the chiddush of koach de hetera adif. Also interesting that this is a drabanan context where Tosfos is suggesting this to the Gemara that relates to the tzlach that we like to quote in Beit Adav Beis, where Rashi says that what is the svar for koach de hetera adif? Rashi says, well, anybody can be machmir. If I don't know the halacha, I'll say asr. I'll say chumrah, right? It doesn't hurt anybody, or I don't think it hurts anybody. Masha'enkein, if I give a heter, and I'm an authoritative posek, it means that I have to really know what I'm talking about. Because I wouldn't matir it unless I know the real halacha, the inside and outside of the inner workings of halacha, and I matir it. That's Rashi. And that's why koach that they are adif, because anybody can be machmir. The chiddush is to be matir. But the tzlach then says on that Rashi, an added chiddush. This is quoted by the later Achronim as well. And that is the tzlach holds, koach that they are adif is only by Isurei Doraisa, where I otherwise would have been machmir because Safik Doraisa l'chumra. So that's why the chiddush is to say mutter. But by Isurei Drabanan, then koach that Isurei adif, because I would have been mekel, even without this source. So that is why koach de isura adif when it comes to daraisis. The problem that Slach acknowledges is that that context that he's talking about is muksa, which is the Darabanan context. And he has to say os ke'en daraisa. That's what he has to say by muksa. But here, if koach de isura adif is really the basis for our Gemara, it just adds on another problem to the Noda B'Yehuda, to the Tzlach, because this is another Darabanan context. The whole issue here is Darabanan. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara after quoting the Nafkamina. The Azda Rava Latayme about the 10th line. Rava, again, this first distinction is going to take us this whole first blot after the Mishnah, this whole number one distinction. The Azda Rava Latayme, Rava, who is worried about the Kli Beto Kli, because Shema Yatpil, Machten, Vitsinoros, so Rava goes according to his reasoning. As we just said, he would not aser the large Kli, Dama Rava, Sal, Vigargutni, Shemilan Kalim, Vihitbilan Tahorim. Rava says it, that case would not be included in the Gzeira. Mikvah Shechelko Besal Vigargutni, and if I have a mikvah that I split, I put a Sal and Gargutni, even though there's space for the water to get through. But it's meant to be a Hefsik, Hatovel Sham Loss of Lotfila. Right? It does not count if you have this type of kli inside. It's like a wicker type of kli, like a basket. So water goes through, still not good enough. It's not called everything in one area. Why? Because after all, the Gemara has an important line. Da'ara kula chalchule machalchala. The ground is also porous. Right? If I have two ditches next to each other with a wall of dirt in the middle. So the water gets through that too, and yet we say that's not good enough. You still need memsa in one makom, even though there's 40 sa in the ground, you know, around, but that's not good enough, even though it goes through. So too here, if I put this salag argutni in the middle, it is not good enough. This line here, what does it mean exactly? That if I put it in the middle, and I need memsa b'makom echad, what is that referring to? So there's an important line in Rashi here, which the Rishonim have a machlokas about. Rashi says, "V'hamayim hanov in kan ba'in minahar gadol." The water that is flowing from here is coming from a big river. So Rashi says, water that is flowing, noveya. What is noveya? Noveya usually tips us off to think that we're talking here about a ma'ayan, not about a mikvah. A mikvah is gathered water. Ma'ayan is an underground spring. An underground source of the water. Is that what Rashi is referring to? He says, Ba mi nahar gadol. But is that from above? Or is that from below? Not 100% clear in Rashi, but that is a machlokes rishonim. The Tosas Rid. Second Tosas Rid. Right here. The Tosas Rid discusses. The Shaila is, we know a mikvah needs 40 sa. Does ma'ayan need 40 sa as well? If I have an underground spring, and I can fit all in, I can squeeze myself in, and fit in that area where the underground spring empties into, I could fit my whole body under the water, but it's not 40 sa'ah. Do I need 40 sa'ah for a ma'ayan? Machlokas Rishonim. The Tosas Arid, right here, quotes Rashi. And he says, Rashi sounds like we're talking about a ma'ayan. Right? Because he says, no, novin. And what is the Gemara saying? If you have this wicker basket in the middle, it breaks it of the 40 sa'ah. Sounds like that. You need 40 sa'ah. Says the Tosas Arid, v'kashali, v'abamayim novim lo ba'inon mem sa'ah. To Kaimalon, Hamayan Matar Bakoshu. We have a brisa that says Hamayan doesn't need it. Venerally, maybe he's saying this for Rashi, or maybe arguing with Rashi, to lo mayri b'mayim novim, elashte gumoshin maleos, make a shaman. No, we're talking about two puddles of rainwater that are next to each other in the ground. That's what we're talking about. So it's mikvah, it's not Mayan. But that is the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid is Mekel. Mayan doesn't need 40. But if you remember now that Shulchan Aruch that I read before, the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir in this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says that just in that first halacha, in Siman Reish Aleph, right, you don't have to go so far into the Siman. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Bevasachas b'mei mikva o ma'ayan sheyesh b'hem mem sa'ah." Says a boat that even the ma'ayan would need 40 sa'ah. And again, the Nosei Kelim get involved here as well. But that's the Tosas Rid. Right here is Mekel, even though you get one impression from Rashi. But the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir like other Rishonim. We continue now. Says the Gemara Vahani Mili about the 12th line. Vahani Mili. Our whole discussion here of a problem of being tovel a mikvah beto kli, and if I'm tovel a kli inside another kli with a very skinny mouth, it doesn't work. That's only if Vahani Mili bikli tahar. If the outer kli is tahar, and I'm only interested in being mitaher the inner kli. Aval bikli tame. But what if the outer kli is also tame? So when I put it in, I am going to make sure, just like I was before, that water gets to the inside of the outer kli. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. If the water inside the outer kli is good enough to be mitayer the outer kli, it's also going to be good enough to be mitayer the inner kli. Migu. Migu comes up in many different... Migu wears many different hats and shas. It means many different things. So here's one for him. Migu, desalka tfila lekule gufe demana, since the tfila works for the entire surface area of the outer kli, salka lehu nami lekelem deispe. It also works for the inner. So everything we've said so far, that there's a gzeira, because there's a problem if you use a very skinny mouth kli, that's only if the outer one is tahar. If the outer one is tame, then it's mutter. It's mutter, because migo, it works for the outer kli, it works for the inner kli. It's not, as the Mishnah says, kalem shemilon kalem veit bilon, kalem that you filled with kalem and your makbil, hare elu tahorin. They're tar. V'im lo taval, and if you aren't tovel them, mayim hamu'uravim acheyu mu'uravim kushfaferes anod. The water is mixed until yashfaferes anod. That's the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, my Omar, what does that Mishnah mean? V'im lo taval. What does the second half of the Mishnah mean? If you weren't tovel it, of course not, this is going to be tahar. Hachikamar, no, this is what we mean. The first line of the Mishnah said, kalem that you filled and you put kalem in, it works. What's that talking about? Where the outer kli was also tame. Im lo tovel, what does that mean? Im eino tsarich lahatbilo. If you don't have to be matzbo the outer one, umayim amuravin, ashimuravin kushvaferes anod, then you need the larger opening, the larger mouth of the kli. Semicolon. Stop there for a moment. There is a fascinating discussion that the Mishnah Achrona brings up in Mikvos, one of the great commentaries on Mishnayos. The Mishnah Achrona, what did we just say? As long as you're being tovo the outer kli, and the outer kli is becoming tahar too, so too the inner kli becomes tahar. What happens, asks the Mishnah Achrona, if there is a chatzitza on the outer kli? There's a technical problem to the, let's say there's a sticker on the outside of the outer kli, and you stick it in, so it should work, it's tummy, you're trying to tovel it. But for some technical problem, because there's a chatzitza on the outer kli, it doesn't work. Is that ma'akiv the tahara of the inner kli? Or do we say, because my kavana is to be metaher, even the outer kli, so it works for the inner one too. How far does the migu go? Do you need the lamaisa, the tahara worked for the outer kli, or that you tried? That's his question. Vitzarech Ian. Ima kli tame. Vitzarech tvila. Elosh nimsa lav davar achotzeitz. Osh tivlo l'truma. V'lon eskavim l'shem truma. Delo also tvila l'chitzon. Mi amrinon. Do we say? Kivan delo tar achitzon. Gamashe besochar lo tar. Delek amigu. Do we say no migu? Because the outer one did not become tar. O dilma kivan shakli tame v'tzarech tvila. Since it is tame, it needed tvila. Avu bishim itzad achel also lo mikalakum shayach b'migu dionis kavin l'tar kulan. That's what he says. And he's noted to say l'kula. He's noted to say that it would work because it's just a technical problem why the outer one did not become tar. Good. So this is the machlokas between Rava and Rabbi Ela, and now a limitation on that whole issue of being tovel in a very skinny mouthed kli. Says the Gemara one other ha'ara on this machlokas right in the middle. V'hadar Rava u'drev Ela tanoihi. Really, this machlokas amoraim is a machlokas tanoim. And remember, the nafkamina between this machlokas amoraim was the salan gargutni. So if we find a machlokas about that, we'll know this is the parallel machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, as the Tosefta says, sal v'gargutni shemil on kalim v'hitmilon bein lakodesh bein l'tshuma tahorin. Tsar, that's like Rava, right? You'd say it's Tsar. Abishalomer l'tshuma avalo lakodesh. No, only works for tshuma, not for kodesh, which would be the shita of Rav Elam. Good. Now we get back to the larger question on everything we've said up until now. We had two great reasons why you can't be tovel a kli b'toch kli. Either it's a chatitza issue or it's a gzeira issue. So why should that only apply to kachim? Now we're getting back to that other question. By every time we have a gzeira, we're going to have to ask, why does it only apply to kachim and not to truma? So yachi truma nami. So truma also. Right, why do we not say this by truma too? So the Gemara says, well, Laman Kamrinan, who's going to ask about, who's going to ask us a shayla about being tovel a kli b'tol kli? Chaver, tamid chachamim. Chaver, me de yadi. So they'll know. They won't get confused. Rashi says, Laman Kamrinan chaverim. Lemi anu omrim hara azu. Shol yad va kli b'tol kli l'chaver. Who are we going to give this answer to? To a tamid chacham. And Am Aretz is not going to come to ask. So we're not worried about Shuma. Not worried about Shuma, says the Gemara. Okay, Ihachi Kodesh Nami. So if it's a Tamar Chacham, then he's going to know the halacha in both cases. Why are we only worried about Shuma? Worried about Kachem and not about Shuma? So Chazi Le'am Ha'aretz Fa'azo Matbil. Now the question isn't about the Tamar Chacham. We're worried that Am Ha'aretz is going to see, let's just focus on the second one. It's just easier to think about. He's going to see the second one, Kli B'tol Kli, and they think, oh, I can even do Machtin. The Am Ha'aretz is going to see the Chaver toveling, and then he's going to get confused. And that's why we have to answer it by Kachim. Says the Gemara, Truma Nami Chazi Le Am Ha'aretz V'Azul Matbil. So Truma 2, he's going to see the Tamar Chacham and be Tovel. Answer, Lo Kablinan Minayu. No. By Truma, or anything to do with Truma, what are we worried about? That the Truma, or the Kli of Truma, could be total Truma, is going to be not done properly? So the Kohen is not going to accept Truma from him. No problem. The Chaver Kohen, is not going to accept Truma from Am Ha'aretz, because we're going to have these Chashos, that maybe they did see on a Chinami. And that's ultimately going to be the Maskana, for the reason in the Mishnah. You know why the Mishnah is going to have a Chilek between Truma and Kachim? Because by Truma, we're worried, And by truma, we have the same worry, but by truma, we don't have to accept it from them. By karbonus, we have to accept it, as we'll see why in a minute. But by truma, we don't have to accept it. And that's why we are worried about what they do. But what they do is their own issue. So kodesh nami lo nikbo minayu. So kodesh also, why don't we not accept from them? No, havi le eva. What, if you're not going to accept any karbonos from Ami Haaretz? It's not fair. You have to accept that. So therefore, because you're going to have to accept it, so if they see you doing this, that's going to cause a war, because they're maybe going to be tovel something for their truma in a way that's inappropriate to tovel. It's going to end up being tami midrabanan, and they're going to bring it to you. So by karbonos, where we're going to have to accept it, that's why we make this gzeira by kachim. That even a chaver is not allowed to do it. So if a chaver is not allowed to do it, regarding kachim, so now Aretz is not going to do it. But by truma, he will do it, but that's okay, because we're not going to accept it. The Me'iri says that everybody's scared of kachim. And therefore, the Amaretz isn't going to make the jump either. If I can do it for truma, I can do it for kachim. Even the Amaretz knows that distinction. He's scared of karbanos. But if he would see a chacham doing something with karbanos, he would go to the next step. But just because we allow something regarding truma, it would not mean that we would allow something regarding kachim. Yeah.
When we're talking about kachim, what are we talking about?
We're talking about, let's say he prepared whether it's the bechor, whether it's an animal that's alive cannot become tamei.
Right.
That's what you're asking. Let's say he's in Yerushalayim, you have kachet kalim, so you have a shlamim, and you're going to give the chazay and the shok to the kohen.
You don't do that before.
Or the chazay and the shok to the kohen. I'm going to cook it for you, I'm going to make it all good for you, and I'm going to give it to you. Kohanim are busy. The mishmaros, they have a lot to do. So you have to give the chazay and the shok, right? And then you give it to the kohen. Whatever you can find, come up with cases. Or let's say a kli, a prepared, or you borrow, we'll talk about borrowing soon. Somehow the tuma related to the amaretz could get to the kohen. But again, but by kachim we have to accept it because of eva. Truma nami havi le'eva. Is there an eva issue by truma? Again, what is eva? Potential hatred in between different parties, right? Eva comes up in a few contexts, which we'll mention in a minute. Let's just finish this sentence. Shrumanami Avila Eva, lo ich baslei. That we don't care about. To also Yavila Koin Amaris Chavre. He'll find another coin to give it to. By Truma.
That's the same answer.
But by Truma, within Ame Haaretz, they're not going to ask Shilas anyway. That we can't be, we're not making the rules within their world. But by Kachim, we have to be worried, because by Kachim, all the Kohanim are Chaverim, they're doing the Avoda. And for that, for eating Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, one has to be worried about that. And that's why, because we're going to have to accept it, that's why we make a Gzeira, that we're not allowed to do something that they might copy and take too far. But by truma, we could do something, even though they might take it too far, because we're not going to accept it. But by kachim, we have to accept their karbanos, and therefore, again, obviously, not when the karban is alive, because then it cannot be makabel truma.
But the same way you're saying regarding truma, that he'll give it to his friend, who's the kohen amaretz.
But there's no kohen amaretz in the Beis HaMikdash. And if he's going to give you kachim in the Beis HaMikdash to eat it, so then we'd assume there aren't kohen amaretz that he's giving it to. He doesn't have any choice, so we have to accept. We have to accept. Right. Uman tana dechayish la'eva. So who's worried about, who is the one that says we're worried about Eva? For example, in this case, that you have to accept their kachim. Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi. Mipnei ma hakol ne'emonim al taras yayin v'shem en kol yimos hashana. Why? If an Amaretz brings wine or oil to the Beis HaMikdash, we're believed that it is tahar. Kedesh lo yekol echad ve'echad holechu boneh b'malatzmo. Sorry, poradu malatzmo. Because imagine, what, we're going to go through people coming to the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to test, we're not going to accept certain things from them? No, when it comes to kachim, we have to accept. We have to accept, we even accept from non-Jews, karbonos. But even here in this case, we have to accept, we don't want to drive people away from bringing karbonos, from bringing the davas to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, mishum eva, we allow it. Right? So people don't burn a bumalatzmo or burn para adumalatzmo. Paraduma, a lush in the Tory Evans says, maybe that's just like an example. Or bring their own paraduma, right? Just as a melitza. But there are others that suggest Tosas Yantif in Para suggest no, it's Meduyak, because they're going to start having their own rules of Tuma Vitara. So Tuma Vitara could be solved in every area with a mikvah. But there's one type of tumah that cannot be solved with a mikvah, and that is tumas meis. For that, we also need the paraduma. That's why Dafka says paraduma here. Because that's the other thing that they're going to need in order to be metahir themselves, besides a mikvah. Right? That's why all, obviously today, that we are not tar, because we don't have the ashes of the paraduma. As the Mishnah says in Parah, and the Rambam quotes, there were 9 paradumas in history so far. One in the time of Moshe, one in the time of Ezra, 7 in the times of Bayashani, and the 10th one will be Bizman Mashiach. That's what the Rambam and the, based on the Mishnah says. So Eva, as we'll continue actually one more line, Amra Papa, Kaman Mikablinon Ha'idna Sahadusa Me'am Ha'aretz, according to who do we accept even testimony from an Am Ha'aretz? Karebios, come on, Karebiosi. Obviously, you have to test him and make sure he's telling the truth, but even if he's an Am Ha'aretz, we accept testimony. Come on, Karebiosi. Again, the same issue of Eva. We find Eva in 4 contexts in Halacha. Number one, between husband and wife, we find Eva, right? That is in terms of certain takanos that we give. The husband has certain responsibilities, and because of those responsibilities, he is able to have Maisei Adayim, as the Mishnah discusses in Exubis and Maisei Seisha, husband and wife issues, father and son issues, Av Uben. If you want to look up the summary of all the halachas, the Encyclopedia Talmudis under Eva has 4 columns on this. Bein Adam Machavero. Where do we have that? Remember in Yuma, we have the Kohen Gadol, Sha'avar. He can't still be the Kohen Gadol. He can't switch off because of Eva. And number 4, Ben Yisrael La'amim. Right, that is probably the most common one comes up in Masechas Avodah Zarah in terms of Chilul Shabbos, in terms of other violating Yisurim for a non-Jew, Ben Yisrael La'nachri. Right, so those are the 4 categories of Eva that come up in Halacha. But here it is, right, between Ben Yisrael La'Yisrael, because it is the Ame Ha'aretz and the Chaverim. Vait. Says the Gemara of Nechush l'She'ela. So why aren't we worried about She'ela? So we say, okay, we're not going to use their Truma. We're going to say, okay, I don't want your Truma. Right? Give it to somebody else. I'm full today. But why are we worried about Kohanim borrowing Kalim that became Tamei l'Truma? Rashi on the first wide line, V'nechash l'she'ela, lo nitvo kli betol kli l'truma. We should still say it's usher. Why are we saying it's mutter? It's mutter because even if they copy us, so what? We're not going to accept their truma. No, we should still say it's usher. Why? Dilma chazu ama'aretz va'avid hachi va'anu shorlan es kaleinu m'shamshin b'hem. We're going to use maybe one of the kalim that was inside one of the other kalim. They were matzvil it in this way, and it wasn't a good tefillah. So fine, you won't take their truma. But what about the kli? And from the following 20 lines, by the end of the following 20 lines, we're going to see that it was common for Kohanim to borrow kalim from the Ame Ha'aretz. Right? So we're going to have a little tangent, but at the end, the whole point of the following brises quoted is to prove that there is she'ela that takes place. And therefore, the question on our Mishnah goes back to, we should say it's us or even by Truma, because they're going to copy us, so we're going to end up borrowing their kalim. So, says the Gemara v'nechash l'she'ela, d'tznan, as the Mishnah says, kli cheres matzil al hakol, a kli cheres is matzil on everything. What does that mean? Matzil on everything? Rashi gives 2 cases. Number 1, Rashi says, imukat samit pasal ba'ol ha'meis, pasuk in Parshas Chukas, if there is an o'al ha'meis, and there is a kli cheres, which is only metame from its airspace, but it is tightly closed. So anything inside that kli cheres is tahar. Kli cheres protects anything that's in it if that kli cheres is in an o'al ha'meis. Or, let's say there is a mace on the first floor, and something is in the second floor, and I put a kli cheres in between the skylight, in between the first and second floor, and that totally seals the space between the first and second floor, that saves everything in the upstairs. It's not matame, because a kli cheres is not mekabel tumah, so it's mafsik mebnei tumah. So, says Beis Hillel, ein kli cheres matzil al hakol, divrei Beis Hillel, ubei Shammai yomrim, eino matzil ela al ochlim va'al mashkim va'al kli cheres. No, it is only matzil on foods, liquids, or kli cheres. Just to parenthetical, which we'll get to later on, how do you remember which things? Things that you can't be metaher. Meaning anything that you can put into a mikvah, like a metal kli or a glass kli, something like that. So then Beis Shammai says, kli cheres does not protect against that. Amr lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai mipnei ma. Why? What's the difference? Amru Beis Shammai, mepnei shehu tameh al gav am haaretz ve'ein kli tameh chotzeitz. Why? Because it is tameh. This kli is tameh. Before the Am Haaretz put it into the, for a Stama person, put it into the window, before he put the cover on, it itself is tameh. It was Shala Am Haaretz. And therefore, it can't be chotzeitz bifnei hatuma, says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. Amru lehem Beis Hillel. So why do you have the distinction of, oh, some things are tameh, some things are tar? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, as a hafsik. Amru lohem beishamai, kishetiharnu ochlenu mashkin shebesocho, when we said their food and drinks are tahar, la'atzmo tiharnu. We set it for them, meaning he will eat them. Chaverim won't eat them, but he will eat them. And therefore, it's better to give them at least something that is tahar. Avonetar is a klisha taraso lechavalo, but other kalim, we should say that are tahar for you or for him. What is for you? That's the ready the line. We're going to get back to that in 15 lines from now. That's the key word that shows that whatever Beis Shammai meant here, which we're about to explain in a minute, shows that we borrow kalim from them. Because what did Beis Shammai answer? If you say this is tahar, it's going to affect you also. You chaverim. You Beis Hillel. Let's look at Rashi now for a sec. Actually, let's continue for a little bit, and then we'll explain. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Boshni mi devrecha Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, I'm embarrassed about what you said. Unusual line, and we will see. He will not keep to his opinion. Boshni mi devrecha. What are you talking about? You're telling me that something is chotzeitz for some things and not for other things. It protects the tumah from going through for certain things, not for other things. Why does that make sense? Afshar, imagine, says Rabbi Yeshua, upstairs, there's a woman upstairs on the second floor. There's a mace in the bottom, there's a kli cheres in the middle of the skylight, and there's a woman baking bread upstairs. So what are you going to tell me the din is going to be? Afshar isha lasha ba'areva. A woman is kneading dough in a bowl. Isha ba'areva tamein shiva ubatik tahar. Everything is tamei, right, except for the food? You're going to tell me the woman has to go to the mikvah, and the bowl has to go to the mikvah, and the flour, you said the food is tar? Why does that make sense? Or, lugin malei mashkin, lugin tamei tumah shiva umashkin tahorin, a barrel is holding liquid. So the liquid is tar and the barrel is tamei. Doesn't make any sense, says Rabbi Yeshua. Why should you have such a distinction? Nitzba lo talmud echad mitalmid Beis Shammai. A talmud from Tishitas Beis Shammai came over to Rabbi Yeshua and heard and said, could I explain? Omar lo, Omar lecha tamen shel Beis Shammai. Could I explain to you? Omar lo, Omar, sure. Omar lo, Rabbi Yeshua. Let me ask you for a second. Kli tamei chotzeis o eino chotzeis. If a kli is tamei, is it chotzeis or not? Omar le eino chotzeis. It does not stop the tumah. Okay. Step one. This kli is shel an amaretz. So it was tamei before we started. Okay. Number one. Kli shel amaretz. Tamei or tar. Omar lo tamei. So far, Rabbi Yeshua, you agree to me. This shouldn't protect from anything. V'imata omer lo tamei, but here's the key line. Reb Yoshua, you know what Beis Shammai svara is? If you would say everything is tamei, klum mashgiach alecha, you think they're going to ask you any question from now on? You think they're going to listen to you? You just say everything is gone. Even things that they're going to have to throw out. If you say that, they're just going to not listen to anything you say. Rather, says the Talmud of Beis Shammai. You know what Beis Shammai says? Whatever could be made tahar, we'll say is tameh. But whatever can't, which is going to make them really upset, so that we'll say that's tahar. So food, you cannot be matar food. Once food becomes tameh, it is no way to make food tahar. The only item of food or food that can become tahar is water. Right? Water, putting it into a mikvah, you can do that. That's the only way that water can become tahar again. But v'mata omerkin klum mashgiach alecha, Rashi adds in what this means. Third line in Rashi. Lefichach, tiaru lo Beis Shammai ochlu mashkin v'kli cheres, shein lehem tara el shvirasan. There's nothing to do for them. So that's why you have to be mekel. V'imbas la'osur nalav lo yishma lecha. Ava b'kli shetev, yishma lecha v'yatvi lanu. Kli shetev, which is any non-kli cheres, we can be machmer there. You have to give them a way out or else they're not going to listen at all. Right? Just a mashal ma'adav redomet, just as another example where a posek uses this. This is Beis Shammai. But the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about sprinklers on Shabbos. Setting a Shabbos clock with a sprinkler on Shabbos. So he goes through, is it Afsha Milsa in terms of a loud machine in your house? And he ends up saying it's not Afsha Milsa. What kind of sound does a sprinkler make? It's very, very, very quiet. And he says that if you're going to tell me it's Maris Ayin, so you know what, put up a sign that this is Huf'ala Yidei Sha'un Shabbat. That this is working through a Shabbos clock. And then he adds a key line. And he says, and this is Mutter Me'ikar Adin. And if you want to be Machmir here, just to be safe, you know what people are going to do? They're not going to listen to you at all, and they're just going to water the grass on Shabbos. If you don't give them a way out where there is a way out. This isn't the exact same case, because really here, it should all be Tameh. But it's a similar idea, that you can't go too far if it's going to backfire. So that's what the Talmud said. V'matoh merlo Tameh, klo mashkiach alecha. Viter, velo od, continues this Talmud. Elishimato, merlo tamei, omer lecha, shelita har, vishalacha tamei. And if you tell him tamei, he will say, no, mine's tar, only your stuff is tamei. Meaning he'll just get upset at you. Vizel, tamei shal beishamai. And this is what beishamai means. So if Yeshua hears this, and now he understands. And the Mishnah even says there, mikvos, that beishilah was chozerbo, the divrei beishamai. Miyad, holach, rabbi Yeshua, benishtatech, al kivrei beishamai. He went to Beis Shammai. I don't know, Beis Shammai. I guess there were some major Talmidim. We're not talking about one person here. Because they were all buried in one area. Oh, Marna Nesi Lochem Atzvos Beis Shammai. I'm sorry. He apologizes. Umastumos Shalachem Kach. Mifurashos Lachas Kama Vakama. If your unclear statements have such svara to them, surely what's clear? Amru Kol Yamav Hushcheru Shina Mibnei Tani Yosef. He fasted so much out of tshuva, his teeth became black. Hushkru Shinav Mipnei Ta'ani Yosef. Again, he was manic this way. Again, some of the Bali Musters say he just didn't want to have to face them in Olam Ha'emes without doing as much tshuva as he could do in this world. No, it was all in Torah. But still, he felt that he went too far. Either way, why don't we bring this whole thing? K'tani mi'as l'chavalo. Al mashaylina minayu. That's why he brought this whole thing. Because in the conversation, it was clear that Beis Shammai said, well, you're going to borrow it too. So again, back to the question on our Mishnah. Why should it be okay to be total kli b'tol kli for Truma, Am Aretz might see, and make one of their kalim tame legabe Truma, the inner kli, and then I'll borrow it. So the Gemara says, ki shailina minaya matbalina luhu. If we ever borrow a kli from them, we're total it. So nothing to worry about. So, says the Gemara, so why did Beis Hillel just answer that? Iachi nahajul Beis Hillel b'shamai, ki shalini minaya matbalina luhu. Why didn't he just answer that? Right? He didn't give an answer. So the Gemara answers, no. Tamei meis by hazah gimel v'zayin. For tamei meis, you also need hazah for Dan 3, day 3 and 7. Umano zayin yomei lo moshli inshi. And people aren't going to borrow something where if they can't use it for the first week. Can't use it for the first week, so that's not going to happen, and that's why. Even though the Meiri also has stam she'ele shloshim yom, the Gemara says elsewhere, that's only for animals, not dafka for kalim. A kli might borrow for a day, right? For 10 minutes if you're cooking something. So this is why lomaskana beishama is metame the kli, and Beis Hillel does not have a rejoinder back to beishama. Period. Says the Gemara, last section now, and then we could summarize. V'yatvila lo mehemni. They're not ne'eman that they were tovel, right? It says if you borrow, you have to be matbil. Vatanya ne'eman in ameh haaretz al taras tvilas tameh meis. And Amar is believed that he was tovel something. Two answers. Amar abaya lokasha habegufo habekelav. Lokasha, no problem. This is beguf. And about his body, we believe him that he was tovel his body. We don't believe him that he was tovel the kelim. By the way, Abaya, one of the sources for Abaya's name, came from this past week's Haftarah, Shabbat Shuva, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. We had that pasuk, Abaya, Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. It's one of the ideas behind Abaya, who was an orphan. Rava Amar, Edim Edim Bekelim. No, they're both about Kalim. The Lokasha, but it depends. Ha Da Amar Me Olamot Balti Kli B'Tol Kli. In a case where he says, I was never Matvel Kli B'Tol Kli, he would be believed. But now, once he gets into details, we don't trust him. I was mad b'kli b'tol kli, but never the type that doesn't work. So that, we're not going to believe him. And v'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, this is b'nichusa, not a question, ne'eman amaretz lomar peiros lo hoksharu, avaleno ne'eman lomar peiros hoksharu, avalo nitmu. Similar, and amaretz is believed to say, fruit were never got wet. They were never hokshar l'kabel tuma, but they're not believed to say they were hokshar, but they never became tame. Whenever it gets to details, then we don't trust the Am Haaretz. Only about major events that are easy to know. V'yagufo mimehemun, is he believed to say that he was tovel? He went into a mikvah. V'atanya, chaver shebala hazos mazan ala miyad. If a chaver comes to the Kohanim in the base of Migdash, I'm tamei meis, and I need to get sprinkled with ashes day 3 and 7, you start sprinkling him. The chaver said he already counted, let's say 3 days. But the Amaretz who says, no, we're not mazanim, so you see, he's not believed about his guf. Elo amar abaya, no. Mitochomer shechmarta alav betchiloso hekalta alav besofo. Here it's different. Because of the chumra, when he comes in front of us to get the hazos, and we don't believe him, that's why we believe him later on the tevila. This isn't about a tevila case, this is about a hazah case. So says the Gemara, if you're machmir all the way on the one hand, you could be makel on the other hand. If we're machmir, and he sees we're treating him very strictly in terms of the hazos, we could assume that he'll take his tefillah seriously. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Kshibala fanechal aza osav v'lohem manto hekalto la besofo laminu ala tefillah. Or we have an opposite type of line in Yevamos, that Hashem coming up soon in terms of aguna mitoch chomer hekalto besofa hekalto betchilasa. A type of opposite svar. Either way, la maskana. We finished distinction number one. What was the distinction? We had two reasons for the Mishnah why we are not tovel kli betol kli, right? Rav Eila and Rava, and that was the first half of the sugya. The second half of the sugya was, so lemaisa, why do we allow it by truma if it's such a big problem? The answer is because by truma we allow it because it's not going to affect us. And therefore, they'll copy us and they'll take it a step further, so what? That's within the Amei Aretz world. Masha'enkin, by kachem, it does affect us, because we're going to have to accept it, mishum eva. We're going to borrow their kalim, we'll tovel them. Therefore, it won't be a problem. But the actual truma, we're not going to accept from an Am Haaretz, and therefore, I'm not worried about misleading them in terms of their tevila. Okay, now let's do number two. Number two is, if you remember, the different parts of the kli. By kachim, it's all considered one big fat kli. A part of the kli is tamei. The whole kli becomes tamei. Mashenke by truma, they could be looked at as separately. So again, it's all tuma derabanan, because tuma deraisa affects the whole kli. My achorayim v'toch, what does that mean? Kidetznan, kli shenitma achorav v'mashkin. A kli that its back became tamei with liquids. What do you mean liquids? Liquids that Chazal gave the status of a sheni, right? Gave the status of a... the hands that touch it become a sheni. Klishenit ma'achor b'mashkin achor of tamein. Then it's a toma d'rabbana. It's only the back of the kli is tamei. But tocho the inside, ogno the rim, ozno v'yadav, different types of handles, tahorin. Nitma tocho nitma tamei, kulo tamei. It doesn't only works in one direction. If the inside becomes tamei, that defines everything, and the whole thing is tamei. But if it touches any of the externals, so then it is not all tamei. Again, Rashi quotes that this is a tuma d'rabbanan, and they dafka only made part of the kli tamei to have a hecker that this is not a tuma d'oraisa. Again, this Rashi, whenever this comes up, a few times in Shas, one of the times is right here. Rashi explains the ABCs of this gzera. Look at Rashi b'mashkin for a minute. The tuma d'rabbanan he demi d'oraisa ein ochel mashkin etamei kli. Mida oraisa, a food can never make a kli tame. Why? Because a person or a kli can only become tame from an avatoma. That's the rule. Ein kli nitma elame avatoma. Ein adam nitma elame avatoma. So a food can never be an avatoma. Look at a food can be an avatoma. Food can be a rishon latoma. So on a daraisa level, a kli cannot become tame from a liquid. Elame avatoma. The gazru chachamim sheyu mashkin metamin kli. Chazal made a gzera that it should be metame a kli. Lefi sheyesh mashke shu avatoma. Because there is some liquid that's an av. That's the liquids of a zav. The spit of a zav. The meme raglov of a zav. And that's why Chazal were asered liquids, because they might get confused with the liquids of a zav. But it's a tuma derabanan, and therefore they made hakerim. There's one part that we didn't explain yet, though. Back to the Gemara. Ubeis hatzvita v'chulu. My beis hatzvita. What does that mean? What is a beis hatzvita? Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Makom Shetzovto. The place where you hand over the kli, where you're tzovet. V'cheinu Amar v'yitzpa la keli by Rus. Boaz gave her keli, right? Roasted ears of corn. Rav Asi Amar Yochanan Makom Shenikiyeh Hadas Tzovin. Tzovtin is like tzovin, a place where the Nikiyeh Hadas are tzoveya. What is tzoveya here? mean? Rashi says, matbilin ochlin bechardol o bechometz. There was a little receptacle that was connected to their kli where they used to put their dip. They didn't want to put their dip in their cup and then spill it out and use it for their drink. They had a little area on the kli that the place where they used to dip their, where they put their ketchup and their mustard, whatever it was. Tani Rabbi became a Rav Nachman. Kala, there was a brisa. Kala kelim ein lohem acharayim vitoch. Echad kachi ha-mikdash ve-echad kachi ha-gvul. The brisa says, all kelim, they don't have the special din of separating the back and the inside. They don't have it. That's what the brisa says. Kachi mikdash or kachi gvul. What does kachi gvul mean? If that means truma, then that's against our Mishnah. Amar lei, kachi gvul my ninu, truma. Is that what kachi gvul, meaning eat in any gvul? Vatznan, achorayim betocho beis hatzvisa l'truma. Our Mishnah says it is considered separate. What does kachi gvul here mean? Dilma l'chul in shenasar al taras hakodesh kamrit. Maybe kachi mikdash means actual kachim. Kachi gvul means chulin that you keep to the standard of kachim. So he answered him, you're exactly right. Adkaran, adkartan, milsa, damarav, baravua, you reminded me. Achaz esri ma'alo shanukan, as we said earlier, 11 ma'alo, sheish v'yisonos bein l'kodesh bein l'chulin shanas v'altaras ha-kodesh. This is number 2. So it's in one of the first 6, which applies to kachim and to chulin that you treat as kachim. Achronos la-kodesh, avalo l'chulin shanas v'altaras ha-kodesh. But the last 5 only apply to kachim, but not to chulin that is kept to the standard of kachim, as we said yesterday, because that's not in the world of Da'oraisa at all. That's purely Darabanan, the first 6 are in the world of Da'oraisa. So that is why, that's what kachim gvul meant in this context. Doesn't mean kachim at all. It means chulin that's kept to the standard of kachim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, next stop we'll do early on, Wednesday, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll, stop here. Parshas here this week will be Thursday night. We'll be doing Parshas Bereishis.